Thank you so much.
And that is correct. It is time for the good stuff. And I've got some good stuff coming up. One piece I'm going to do is, what is a customer?
I'll let you know after the break.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. They are the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders. They are top-notch horse operations they feature and leading sheep producers. They have all the experts that are sharing their wisdom. Make sure you check them out. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Still time to book a little getaway to the Heart City area, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board makes it easy. Yeah, just go online, visitvalentine.com, and they have over 50 things to do. You can just number them. In fact, do all 50. Might take you more than a week or so, but you can always come back. The door is open, all right? 300 motel rooms, lots of Airbnbs, some camping spots around as well. So check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to go with?
Again, it's called What is a Customer? And this actually was put out by Conoco.
The Conoco gas station people?
Yep.
Okay.
A customer is the most important person in our business, in person, by mail, or on the phone. A customer is not dependent on us. We are dependent on the customer. A customer is the purpose of our work. It is a privilege to serve a customer, not a right. A customer is not an outsider to our business. It is the heart and soul of our business. A customer is a real person, not a mere statistic. Each customer has feelings, emotions, biases, prejudices, just like you do. A customer is someone to serve, not to argue with or conquer. Nobody ever won an argument with a customer. A customer is our job. It is our responsibility to meet the customer's needs and wants in a way that is mutually profitable. We are committed to excellence in customer service. That is by Conoco. Now, I don't know how long ago that was used for Conoco. Maybe it still is in use, but it's something that was sent in earlier to the Good Stuff.
I have a few things that Tony Bullitt sent in here a while back to the Good Stuff program. Some words of advice, I guess you might say. A good time to keep your mouth shut is when you're in deep water. Anyone who thinks old age is golden must not have had a very exciting youth. How come it takes so little time for a child who is afraid of the dark to become a teenager who wants to stay out all night? Business conventions are important because they demonstrate how many people a company can operate without.
Oh!
One of the quickest ways for a young man to fail in life is to work so hard that the boss will think that he's after his job. A backyard barbecue draws two things, flies and relatives.
Oh, my.
The nicest thing about the future is that it's always starting tomorrow. If you don't have a sense of humor, you probably don't have any sense at all. I don't know who wrote these, but...
I don't either.
Seatbelts are not as confining as wheelchairs.
That's a very good point.
Just some words of advice there. And again, thanks to Tony Bullitt for sending those in.
This I thought is interesting. In God we trust. Yes, and? And if I trust in God, the name of God is holy. Even on a coin. Whenever I find a coin, I see that inscription. It is written on every single United States coin, but we never seem to notice it. God drops a message right in front of me, telling me to trust him. Who am I to pass it by? When I see a coin, I pray. I stop to see if my trust is in God at that moment. I pick the coin up as a response to God that I do trust him, for a short time, at least. I cherish it as if it were gold. I think it is God's way of starting a conversation with me. Lucky for me, God is patient, and pennies are plentiful.
Here's some cute things about cats for all of you cat lovers out there. Signs that you're secretly a cat.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're tired all the time. You don't sleep at night. You're easily distracted. You're great at ignoring others. You're missing a few brain cells. You silently judge others. You like to stay home. People annoy you. And you're moody. And one more sign that you're secretly a cat, you're always hungry. If you have something you think maybe other people would enjoy to hear on the good stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.